Blog Talk Radio. To God be the glory. Good morning. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to Eagles of Fire, our morning devotion with our eagles that come together in prayer every morning. So we can seek the Father's face. My name is Apostle Blossom Brackman. I never forget to introduce myself, but you probably already know me from listening to our morning program. And then we have our other intercessors that come on the line. And today we're going to be greeted with one of our intercessors, Pam Wallace, who will be bringing forth our devotion this morning. I'm just so grateful for the loyalty of those that have been faithful to come on every morning. And I'm quite touched in my heart as well. And I can just imagine how God is touched in his heart when we come to him every morning to seek his face. And so for that, I'm also very grateful. Amen. Today, we've been talking about spiritual fitness. Forgive my voice. It's just getting worse. And so I may have to take a break because I've lost my voice 2 days, twice in a row this week. So it's causing me to maybe have to sit back a little bit. But let's pray I make it through this session this morning. Amen. In the last week or so, we've been talking about spiritual fitness and dealing with how to handle or take care of the gifts God has given to us to sharpen them, that we can be strong. And the reason for that is when we're going through trials, we're going when the wind and the waves are hitting us and it's like we're getting beaten up. But in the midst of all that, when we're spiritually fit, these events in our life doesn't knock us off of our feet. Why? Because we've had taken time to strengthen our arms, if you will, strengthen our feet or ankles or the muscles in our body physically, but also spiritually, where when the winds and the waves come, we can endure because our faith has been built on nothing less but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. But our faith is built because we know who we are in him. Our faith is built because now we are strong and standing on the blood, standing because of the cross. And also, we begin to let things go that besets us. We begin to allow the Lord to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We stop trying to control life. We stop trying to make things happen. And yet, there are some times where there are issues in life that are very painful. And when we come to those areas where they're very painful, it is during those times of spiritual fitness that the pain doesn't last as long. We cannot get away from pain because that's part of our being broken, that we go back to the Lord so he can help build us back up again. But it doesn't take us long, and we don't get stuck in those places that we used to before. We just seem to just smooth up. Why? Because we've been working out spiritually. We're spiritually fit. And that is the purpose of our time in the morning, to get our flames on fire, to even get them higher, and to worship the God that has helped us become spiritually fit. Amen. Anyways, I'm going to open up the line for our sisters in the Lord. Good morning, Catherine. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Sweetheart, you're such a blessing. And good morning, Pam. Good morning to you, sweetheart.
Good morning to you.
Amen.
Good morning, Pam.
Morning. Well, this morning I'm going to ask Catherine to open up with prayer, and I will follow. And right after that, we're going to turn it over to Pam so I can silence my voice for a little bit. We will see what tomorrow will bring. Please, we want to ask each one that's listening in, please to join us also on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for Fresh Retreat. And again, I just want to let you know my heartfelt affection to all those that have labored and have walked with me in the mornings. Amen. So, Kathy, could you just start us in prayer, sweetheart?
Okay. Good morning, dear Lord. I just I'm so thankful, Father, for who you are, the one who breathes life to us. Oh, God, you are so amazing. You just love us so much that you just touch our hearts in places so we can just surrender to you this day and this hour. It's a brand new day. Oh, thank you, Father. We just say hallelujah to you, Lord. We just thank you because you mean everything to us. Oh, God, you mean everything to us. You are a very breath that we breathe this day, and you grant life in every way in the beauty of the morning light. You are the one who created light because you are light, and you release light upon us and through us. Oh, thank you, God, that you have even separated the light from the darkness, and that you just help us to be that conqueror, that one that just says yes to you each morning, Lord, just as Apostle Blossom was saying, that we can release those things that bog us down or that are heavy, Lord. And as we go through growing pains of this life and light, Lord, you reveal those areas in your heart more than what we could ever think, ask, or imagine. You just penetrate those areas, Lord, and you fill them up with your spirit, your glory, your wonderful love. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are so amazing. You are like this continuous waterfall of life and love and movement. You just rain upon us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You are just amazing. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for Pam, Lord, this morning. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for every listener, for every eagle of fire, that you just consume those things in our lives. And you shine your light so that we may shine out your love in ways. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Lord, you just ignite. You just ignite and we surrender. Oh, Lord, I just see love breaking those chains and boundaries, oh, God. You are enlarging your love. Oh, thank you for your heart. For your heart being so great, so amazing. Oh, Jesus, wherever we are at this moment in time, right now, Father, you meet us right here, Lord, right in your heart. You never leave us or forsake us. Never leave us or forsake us. You are there holding us, Lord, holding us right now, right where we are. And you are touching our hearts, Lord, igniting them with your fire, oh God. Oh, Lord, you are preparing the way. And you've told us that we know the way. We know the way. We take one more step within your heart. we move one more step. Oh, thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. You are so faithful. You are faithful. You fill us with your faith, the gift of faith, beyond, in our minds, in our hearts. You connect our minds with our hearts this day and hour. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for that divine alignment. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just love you so much because you loved us first, Lord. And you just bring us deeper and higher and farther than we could possibly know, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the families, Lord. We uplift families this day and hour, Lord, for our children, for our grandchildren, for the people that are neighbors, Lord, for our nation, Father. We uplift our president, Father. We uplift all the nations, oh God. We uplift Israel too, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for bringing such a beautiful, beautiful world. And that we have that privilege and honor to be all we can be in you, Father. We bless you. Bless you. We say yes and amen to you. Yes, amen. Thank you, Mamadi.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Father God.
Holy Spirit, welcome this morning. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy to be praised. Father, when we think about you, Lord, sometimes words cannot express what is in our hearts to speak your name, Lord. But search our hearts and know that we love you this morning, God.
Hallelujah.
You're such a good God. You don't treat us the way that we deserve, and we can still come to you each and every time. Say we're sorry, and you wipe our slate clean as if nothing even happened. What a mystery. What a mystery. What a miracle. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and your loyalty to us, even though we turn our back on you. And even as the word of generosity will be spoken about today, Lord, thank you for your generosity to us.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, God, that you lavish upon us everything that we need to survive.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You give to us, Lord, so much, Lord.
Yeah.
Forgive us when we have neglected you, Lord. Forgive us when we've taken from you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your greatest generosity to us is that you saved us, Lord. And that you chose us, God. Because you could have started over with a whole brand new generation. But because we were your firstborns, you kept us. as the Lord was the firstborn. Hallelujah. Thank you for preserving us, Father. Thank you for encouraging us, God, to hold on. Thank you, God, for just seeing about us each and every morning. Thank you, Lord, that you're there and when we are going through hardship. Thank you, Lord, that you're there even when at times we will turn our backs, but you're still there.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you approve of us, Lord God, when we know we don't deserve it.
Yes.
Thank you for the gift of serenity and peace that passeth understanding. Thank you for courage this morning, God. Thank you for wisdom to know right from wrong. Some of us don't think that is great, but Lord, thank you for the wisdom. For even though they took that apple, Lord, Adam and Eve, to know right from wrong, good and evil, Lord, we thank you that you give us the wisdom to have a choice, to choose you, that we have an alternative choice. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Because if we did not know, Lord God, we would be lost. But so many still are walking that cannot see. Thank you that you are a guide in our path through the dark days that are ahead, Lord God. And even now as you bring light onto our path, thank you. Thank you. And so our hearts, soul, rest upon you this morning, God, as we ponder upon you, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our government and all the branches of government, Lord, this morning. We pray for the families, Lord, that are suffering, Lord. But we also pray for the families that have found you to be the center of their lives. Lord, we pray for the children, Lord God.
Yeah.
He says, suffer not the little children to come unto me. So, Lord, we pray for the children that are crying out for your help this morning, that are being assaulted, and their little voices cry out because of pain. Lord, my heart goes out to them right now this morning. Lord, help them, Lord. Lord, we pray for those that are starving right now in the different parts of the world because they have no food to eat, Lord God. Lord, I ask you as a miracle, Lord, just to touch their stomachs, God. Take away the pain of death, Lord God, as they decompose. Lord, blood, just touch them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Touch them, God, because they're suffering, Father. The world cries out from suffering, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, come soon, please.
Hallelujah.
Come, Lord Jesus, come. Lord, we pray for our children and our loved ones that are lost still, Lord God, that refuse you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to just touch them once again. Touch their consciousness, God. We are all given that choice to choose. Lord, I pray that you will continue to move them by your Spirit, Lord, and that they will say yes to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for those that are suffering with cancer this morning, that are fearful this morning. Lord, I ask a supernatural peace to come over them, Lord. Lord, and I thank you for the healing that's already taking place. I thank you for the miracle that you're doing already. Thank you. And for those that are just hurting in their bodies this morning from physical pain, Lord God, spiritual pain, Lord God, and also mental pain, Lord, this morning, I just speak a supernatural peace, and I just release your love of miracles, Lord, to touch them wherever they hurt this morning, Lord. And so I thank you in advance for your Spirit, Lord, to touch each one. Because nothing in man can really do it. Even though man wants to try to raise himself from the dead, even though man wants to try with technology to make ourselves like gods, Lord, only you can really be the true healer. You're the only true healer. Lord, I just pray for this morning for spirit of forgiveness this morning. For those that have hurt others unknowingly, and those that have hurt someone that they have loved because of their lack of spiritual fitness. We pray for forgiveness, Lord, that for anyone that listens to this radio program this morning, where we realize that there's somebody they probably have not forgiven. Lord, I ask you to release the spirit of forgiveness this morning so they can be set free from the bondage, Lord, of the hurt and the anger, disappointment, expectations, that they may move forward in you. This is my prayer this morning. And so we praise you, Lord. We glorify you, Father. Glorify you, Lord. Most of all, Lord, I just want to thank you for your love that has no boundaries. For your love fills eternity, Lord, as it fills our time. And so I want to thank you this morning that we get to worship you, that we get to worship you, that we get to talk about, that we get to be a part of what you're doing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that we get to do it. Not everybody gets to God.
Mm-hmm.
But we get to today. And for that, I'm forever grateful.
Glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah. This is my prayer this morning. As we humble ourselves before you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 We get to be a part of what God is doing. Well, I don't want to take any more time to pray. I can pray all day if you let me. Hallelujah. Because everything that comes to my heart, I want to pray about. But you have your part of passion, that thing that sits in your heart when you pray. Keep praying because God does listen. Keep praying because God does hear. And he's waiting to hear our voices unto him. Amen. Well, with that, I'm turning it over now to our guest today, Minister Pam Wallace, and we're asking her to bring forth our devotion this morning. So, Pam, thank you so much for taking time to minister to us. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Minister Pam. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the name of Jesus. So grateful to be here, so grateful for another day, a fresh new day where his mercy begins afresh every morning. Praise the Holy Name. My topic this morning is the spiritual exercise of generosity. And as I pondered that, not so much in the financial or material, but in the spiritual fitness of generosity. And as I listened to the prayers this morning, that was pretty much what I heard was, as he has given us, we are to freely give. He forgave us, so we are to freely give out forgiveness to those who come against us. The comfort that he has given us, we are to comfort others with. When I open up with Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, where Jesus is speaking and he says, as you have received, freely give.
Mm-hmm.
In the Message Bible, verses 8 through 10, he says, Jesus sent his 12 harvest hands out with this charge. He says, don't begin by traveling to some far off place to convert believers, and don't try to be dramatic in tackling some big public enemy, but go to the lost, confuse people right in your neighborhood. Tell them that the kingdom is here, bring health to the sick, raise the dead, touch the untouchables, pick out demons. You have been treated generously, so live generously. And that's the verse that caught my eye and said, generosity. As he has given us, we are to pour out to others. In Ephesians chapter 2, he made us alive who were once dead in our trespasses and sin, in which we once walked in the course of this world, according to the prince of the air, the spirit, who now works in the sons of disobedience. We all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind. We were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, we have been saved and raised up together and made to sit in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. And we can feel, you know, and we can step into that heavenly place as we come into prayer, you know, and just focus on him. We enter into that place of rest and habitate there. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest as anyone should boast. But we are his workmanship, which God prepared before that we should walk in them. Now, as I was pondering my subject title of this morning, I pondered our Heavenly Father's generosity. It was his love that brought grace to open the heart. He loved us when we were unlovable.
Mm-hmm.
He says, come as a child with no preconceived ideas and no prejudice. I remember as a child the love and the trust that I had for my earthly father. I was daddy's little brown-eyed girl, and I knew it. I knew I had favor. I listened as a child for the car to come up the drive, and knowing daddy was home, I couldn't wait to get in his arms. I would run out the door and jump off the porch. And the porch at the time was higher than I was tall. I abandoned myself to trust and just leap into his arms. And that's the way our Heavenly Father is. As we abandon ourselves and trust him, we are able to leap and exercise our spiritual fitness in trust, because he's a generous God. He's rich in mercy. And he gave his only begotten Son on that cross that we might have life. I rose this morning thinking of the song, Jesus Loves Me. And as I close my eyes, even now, I can feel the wind of God's blowing freshness upon my day. His mercies begin fresh every morning. His love, I feel his love, his peace, his joy. And he's imparting his nature to me as I spend time with him. We give him our burdens as we lay our head upon his shoulder, and then he gives us his burden that we might take him back in intercession to him. There's two commandments that Jesus left us with, and they are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. And that's the generosity of God, receiving his love and giving his love. We live in a hurting world with the wrath of sin and disobedience that creates pain and heartache to many around us. And as we live here, as we receive the love of God freely, so God would have us to pour out the same love and comfort of our relationship to those who are around about us that are hurting. There is much going on in the world today, and as time progresses, we see this sin multiplying and growing in the depth. As the scripture says, the darkness would grow darker, but light will prevail, will shine out into the darkness. And those of us walking in relationship with our Lord are that light. And as we have received the comfort of our Lord, we are to give comfort to others. In 2 Corinthians 1-3 and 4 says, "Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble by the comfort that we ourselves are comforted." And I have another scripture that I want to share with you, and it's one in 2 Peter chapter 1 that I really think is the real key in our spiritual fitness exercise to look at and seeing how God has enabled us, empowered us to walk in giving out love, comfort. So with me, 2 Peter, starting with verse 1, says, "Simon Peter, a bondservant and an apostle of Jesus Christ." Now, not that it's necessary on the topic, but I really want to point out here that Peter makes a statement in the way he addresses himself here. Simon Peter. Simon was his name before Jesus began to call him Peter, the rock. Simon means sinking sand. He's bringing out what he was before he became the apostle. He says, a bondservant. We are bondservants to the Lord as we walk in that love relationship. So Peter not only knew where he come from, he stayed humble in remembering his roots, but he also knew who he was in the Lord. A bondservant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. To those who obtain precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God, of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has been given to us, all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great precious promises, and now through these that you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Growth in faith, but also for the So to be spiritually fit, these attributes need to be exercised. Giving all diligence, be generous. God is a rewarder of those who seek him. And we are told to add virtue or goodness, integrity, or character. Add to our virtue which is our goodness or our character. And to virtue add knowledge, which is ever-growing knowledge of him, not ever learning and denying his power, but ever growing in the knowledge of his power by his grace and peace. And with knowledge, we are to add self-control. We are to refrain from evil and flee useful lusts. And with self-control, add perseverance or endurance. Paul told Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier. Another way maybe say just to have patience. To our perseverance, we are to add godliness, our devotion to God, or our walk of piety. And to godliness, add brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, add love. Jesus said that you will know them, that they are mine, because they have love one for another. As we receive, we are to give. And as we are drink from the fountain of his living water, the river of his love, we are to be filled, to be spilled, giving out his love.
Amen.
So, the grace and peace is multiplied to us in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. When the Israelites went around Jericho, they were told to trust and obey. They walked around the wall 7 times to remain quiet and walk. And then on the last trip, they shouted and the walls came down. They were told to trust and obey, and they were obedient, and so the walls came down. And as we trust and obey our God, we will see walls come down and the oneness of his divine nature and his glory fill the whole earth. Praise his name. Now I got something that I wanted to share along with this to close up. Won't take long. In the midst of my walk, I got busy taking care of family members and kind of got lost. As 2 Peter said, we lose our sight and become blind when we neglect to follow through on adding these attributes. And the Lord gave me the word release. And I wrote an anagram through his spirit. He says, return to the Lord with your whole heart, energized by my spirit. Love one another, edify one another, adoring the mighty, majestic God. Seeing my kingdom come, established in my will and purpose. The release of God and our spiritual exercise is to release his love that he gives us out to the others. And recently, he's really been speaking to me about the manifestation of his sevenfold spirits. And as we work generosity of receiving and giving, I feel that the move of God is the demonstration of spirit in the mighty wonders and moving, as in the book of Acts. I praise God for his goodness, and I relinquish to you.
Amen. We have 1 minute left, so we're about to close. But Pam, sorry, I have to close because we're going to get dropped off the air. Thank you so much, sweetheart. I enjoyed that word this morning, generosity. And I love that one word, release. That has been a word that I need to hear this morning. Well, each one of you, be blessed. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you.
me.